Morning, everybody. Let's start on our backs today. I did get the heat off this morning. Breathe And then breathe in together. And breathe out together. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees. Walk or float to the top of the mat. Come to a flat back. And bow down. To heel your feet in the back and right to grab off. Drop your ribs on your thighs. Feel your body melt and ease in. Put your head hanging heavy. Let's breathe in together. And drop your hands to the mat. Don't heel your feet together. Come to a flat back. Fold forward. Flat back again. So you can lengthen your spine a few inches more. Draw your shoulders back. Fold it. Again, halfway lift off of your head. Bow. Soften your knees. Roll all the way up to standing. Stretch high to the sky. Let's interlace the fingers to the palms to the sky. Your shoulders drop down towards the earth. Now drop your ribs in your belly in. Fire up your legs, arm coming over to the right. Start with the eyes down. Right to the outside of your right foot. So you can create as much length and space as you can down the left side of your body. Arm coming over to the left. Eyes down. See your biceps moved right by your ears as you lengthen and ground at the same time. Come back to center, left toes, stretch up. Dive forward and exhale. Halfway lift. High plank, step back. Take a moment to really ground here. Press the earth away. Draw your shoulders back instead of widening your fingers. And come to the tips of your toes. Lower yourself all the way down to the mat. Feel free to drop to your knees to be able to help. Point your toes, cobra, wing them up. Let your forehead melt down to the earth. Rise up again, cobra, so you can get longer this time, pressing your feet. Forehead to the mat. One more time, cobra, lift up, lengthen up. You can lift the hands off the ground, just strengthen your low back. Forehead to the mat. High plank, press up. And downward facing dog. Take your right toes to the sky. Take a moment to flex your foot and square your ribs. So drop your right leg down, so it's right in line with your left, not very high, but your left heel anchor down as well. Press in your hands, make it a little bit longer. Draw your knee to your nose and squeeze. Shoot the leg back, keep the hips square. Knee to nose, can you come forward right in the right plank? There you go. Shoot the leg back, lengthen it up. Knee to nose, squeeze, bring your shoulders right over your hips. Shoot your leg back. Bend your knee, stack your hips forward. Let your right heel drop and hang towards your left shoulder. Maybe move around through your hip, knee, or ankle if that feels good. Straighten your leg to the sky. Lower your foot to the mat. Take a breath in and a breath out. High plank, roll forward. Downward facing dog. High plank, roll forward. Downward facing dog. This is a great option if you don't want to flip the chaturanga today. Come one more time. High plank. You can just stay here while people come from low plank or cobra and up dog. And melt right back to downward facing dog and jump. Breathe in. Breathe out. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees, walk and float to the top of the mat. Come halfway up. Fold forward. Rise and shine, go all the way up. Loop through the legs, stretch the sky, interlace the fingers once again, roll up. Arc up and over towards the right. It's time to take a gaze up towards the left. Feel your big stretch on the left side of your body. Up and over to the other side. Let your eyes move up towards the right. Breathe in. Come back to center, leg low, stretch up and long. inhale up through your body, draw your shoulders back, come to the tips of your toes. This time, halfway down, or all the way down, if you want to go back to cobra. Otherwise, come right upward facing dog. Fire up into the tops of the feet. See if you can lift your hips up off the ground, press strongly in your hands. One more lengthening breath, feel the belly open up. Now scoop the belly downward facing dog. Take your left toes to the sky. Toes down, square your hips, spread wide and lengthen through your fingers. Bring your knee to your nose, shoulders on your wrists. Shoot the leg back, fill your lungs. Knee to nose and squeeze. Shoot the leg back. Knee to nose one last time. Extend the leg up. Bend your knees, stack your hips up. Start to move around through your hip and your ankle. Maybe change direction. Straighten your leg high to the back. Lower your foot to the mat. High plank, roll forward and pause. Squeeze everything tight. Downward facing dog. High plank, roll. Downward facing dog. One last time, roll forward. Squeeze and ignite. Downward facing dog. Breathe in together. And breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees, walk and float to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Rise up all the way. Lift your eyes, lift your tail so you're crushing. Inhale, lift your tail. Lift your eyes. Exhale, round, crescent cat. Inhale, crescent cow. One more time. Exhale, round. Now stay here. Stack your shoulders right over your hips. Lift your arms overhead. So feel how different that feels. Draw your right heel towards the back of your mat. There you go. Your hamstrings turn up. So you can take all the forward flexion out of your body by stacking your shoulders over your hips, opening up to your chest. Good. Now breathe in. Easy twist. Left hand to the mat. Right hand to the stack. Okay, you can also come to a block, but it can be the inside of your foot. Maybe come to the tips of your fingers or score your length. Draw your right hip back a little more. Good. Breathe in. And breathe out. Rise up for warrior two. Spin your back foot flat and open up for your body. Breathe in. Length in your body and expand through your fingers and your feet. Inhale, lift. Exhale it out. You can pull up to hang out the joints. You're going to lift up. Join your right knee to go around a little bit more. Reverse warrior. Inhale, take up. Relax your right shoulder. Settle into your feet. Breathe in, go up and back in the body. Windmill your hands to the mat. High to low plank. Remember, you can not windmill, you can take full breath. Downward facing dog. Left toes to the stack. Knee to nose, squeeze the ground. Extend your leg back. High crescent lunge, step forward. Your arms move up, find a crescent you always go to. Good. Now drop your hands on your thigh. Crescent cow, eyes up, tailbone up. Now scoop around the belly, crescent cow. Inhale up, crescent cow. Now really round, press your hands, crescent cow. Inhale, lift up. This is where we often come in crescent. Now crescent cow. Round. Now stack your shoulders over your hips, round up, back of spine. Pull your left heel towards the back of the mat. Stack your shoulders right over your hips. Good. Breathe in, hips in space. Easy twist. Right hand down to a block or to the ground. Good. So you can come to the fingertips or to a block. Draw your left hand back, creating a lot of length in space. Wake up your right leg. Feel the left hip back a little bit more. One more breath. Hands to the mat. Warrior two. Spin your back foot. Windmill up and around. Breathe. Stretch up. Now I know you're becoming faintly aware of your left leg because it's so powerful. And I want you to do that. I want you to think about what muscles are working right now. Is it just your quads? You can really feel the heel back and wake up your hamstring. Maybe press on the outer edge of your back foot. Scoop your belly. Just make all those subtle adjustments and notice the shifts in your body. Breathe in. Expand a little more. Reverse warrior. Go up and back. Settle in. Relax your shoulder. Breathe in your left lung, stretch up and back. Chaturanga, windmill your hands to the mat. Step back, slow down. Come through, open up. Downward facing dog. Breathe like it's a breath, fill your lungs. Empty out. Breathe in, create legs. Exhale. Hold the floor. Take off in a chair pose. Breathe in. Sit back, squeeze your thighs. Stand up, go to the sky. Fold forward. Halfway lift. High to low. Breathe in, open in the chest. Take your hips to the sky. Right toes, let them go up. Knee to nose, squeeze. Shoot your leg high. High press and lunge. Step through, stretch up, stack the hips right away. Think about that cow, belly ignites. Easy twist, left hand down. Right arm to the sky, see if you can find a little expansion. Right hand to the mat. Warrior two, come up and around. Settle in. Reverse warrior, go up, go back. Side angle pose. So commit to the strength in the outer foot. You want to hang out the joints so the body lifts as you sink deeper. Breathe in. Twist a little bit more. Inhale, stretch up. Eyes down. Reverse warrior, stretch up and go to the sky. Dangling half moon. We're just going to take a little leap. Don't go too far. Hands stay way up off the ground. Way up off the ground and off your block. I know you want to take it down there. Lift up. See if you can just hang out here. Stack the hips. Stack the shoulders. Breathe. One more lengthening breath. Warrior two, come on back, seven. Reverse warrior, stretch up. Chaturanga, windmill your hands to the mat. Find a little flow. Come down. Come through. Downward facing dog. Left toes to the sky. Knee to nose and squeeze. Shoot your leg out. High press and lunge. Stack it right away. Ignite the belly. Find the lift. Easy twist. Right hand down. Left arm up. Expand. Hand to the mat. Warrior two. Reverse warrior. Side angle. Notice if you just hang out in the hip. Can you energize the legs and put a little lift up away from the earth? Draw your belly in. And the shoulders slide towards one another and the heart search for some space towards the sky. Breathe in. Feel your feet commit to the earth. Reverse warrior. Stretch up and go back. Now dangling half moon. Float into your left foot and keep your fingers high up off the ground. Stack your hips. Stack your shoulders. See if your whole body can face the right side of the room. Good. Now press down into your left foot. See if you can find a little more lift up and away from the earth. One more breath. Keep it right here. Warrior two, step back. Land, expand, reverse warrior. Chaturanga. Lower down. Come on up for air. Take your hips back. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. In together. And out together. Cross the feet, bend your knees, walk up slow. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana, chair pose, stretch up. Hands to your heart center. Take a spin to the right. Lengthen out. Press your palms together, create so much length. One more leg, coming in breath together. Hold forward. Toe heel your feet, hip width apart. Hook onto your big toes. Come to a flat back. Bring the ribs to your thighs. Let your head hang. Padmasana. Just want to create space. Shoulders and ears, there should be space. And the length of your neck, there should be space. Breathe up the legs. See if you can expand the hamstrings and the lower back. One more breath in. Release your toes. So pull your feet to the outer edge of your mat. Malasana, low squat. Lift up. Push your palms together. Squeeze them. Now lift your hips just about an inch up on the ground. You should feel your hamstrings and your muscles ignite. You just can't hang out there. Want to strengthen the lift and expansion. One more breath. Exhale it out. Now stand up. Start pose. Use your muscles. Open. Let's come halfway down the horse. Inhale. Lift up and expand. Toes are out. Hands to heart. Come halfway down the horse. Inhale. Stretch up. Halfway down. Squeeze. Let's take your right hand down towards your right thigh. Shift your left arm up. Coming onto the forearm if you can. Soften your shoulder, feel it back. Feel a big stretch down the right side of your hip. And stretch it up and over to the other side. Inhale. And soften it. Breathe. And twist. One more breath. Come back to center. Star pose, stand up. Hands to heart, come all the way down to Malasana. Hands to the mat, straighten your legs, toe heel your feet together. Hold in. Halfway lift. Bow down. Utkatasana, chair pose. Sit up. Sit back. Stand up to the side, go back. Dive forward and empty out. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, step back. Flow down. Come through, open up. Downward facing dog. Right toes to the sky, go back. High press lunge, step over. Stretch up to the sky, go your lungs. Easy twist. Right finger stretch up. And turn this melt down just a little bit more towards the ground. One expanding breath. Inhale. Right hand at the mat. Bring your back foot flat. Warrior two. Reverse warrior. Side angle pose. Stretch all the way up and over. Reverse warrior. Stretch high, dangling half moon. Here's the key. Press down and lift up. Flex everything. Don't go too far or too deep. Just hang. See if you can find the strength and lift. Warrior two. Reverse warrior, go up, go back. Standing split, wiggle your hands to the mat. Left toes go up. Walk your hands to your back foot. Close your hands under your feet, and we're still here to find. Press down to lift up. Feet together and fold. Halfway lift. Bow down. Utkatasana. Stretch up. Hands to your heart center. Take a twist to the left. Now lengthen. Draw your belly in, drop your seat, lift your heart. Breath in. breath never stops flowing. We're just committed to it. Inhale, step. Fold forward. Toe to your feet, hip width, gorilla pose. Step onto your hands, lengthen out. Ribs to your thighs, lift your head hang. And once again, I'd like to create a connected space between the ears and the shoulders. Fold forward. Soften your knees, roll all the way up to standing, stretch your spine. Eagle pose, right arm. Right leg over. Feel the shoulders stack right over the hips. See if you can keep the hips square. If one line is hiked up versus the other, are you settling into one to compensate? One more breath right here. Feet together, unwind. Sweep up. Eagle on the left. Left arm under. Left leg over. Squeeze your thighs that are really strong. They don't want to lift from there. Stack your shoulders over your hips. Release your little arm hips. One more breath. Unwind. Feet together. Sweep up. Eagle on the right leg. Right arm. Right leg. Breathe out. Put the bind in the arms. Lift your right knee up, right in the chest. Airplane pose. Unwind. Fly. Press down so you can lift the body of your left hip and square. Breathe together. Feet together. Cross the left foot over the right. Sweep both arms to the sky. Fold forward. Take a soft bend in the knees here. Let the head hang. Shake it out of it. Breathe. Settle it and hinge just a little bit. Breathe. heart up and open. Breathe. Take your left hand to the mat. Shoot your right leg high. Bring your knee towards your nose again. This time we'll ease right in the cow pigeon. Let's move to your right knee. Still your chest. Walk back high. Stand your hands first. Feel a lift as you square your hips and lift up and away. Often we come right in the pigeon, especially when we're flexible, and we just hang out, right? We just let it all hang out, drop it into our hips. Once you feel this action in your muscles, protecting your hips, squeeze them into it. Now everyone, squeeze out your forearms. Let's come down there for a moment. Draw your belly in, see if you can lengthen your spine, and draw your shoulders back. Keeping the integrity and squaring in your hips, right in place.
Balance point, so toes off the ground, hands on your shoulders. reach your belly, pelvic floor. Maybe the forehead drops towards the knees. Maybe you let go. Breathe. Squeeze a little more. One more breath. Rock and roll. Grab the shins. Go back and forth. For three.
For two. And one. Wave your feet downward facing up. Breathe in. Seven.
Especially if your neck's feeling a little sensitive this morning. But you're really craving that opening, that stretch in the neck. You can gently take the eyes back, open through the throat. Slowly lower down. Arch the left ankle over in front of the right, so cross the two. Sit up nice and tall, back to the hips a little bit. Inhale. Seated cat, exhale. Seated cow, take a big inhale. Seated cat, take a big exhale. Inhale, lift. Exhale, round and out, stay here. Circle the ribs, circle the back, come all the way forward. Around and scoop the belly back. Inhale, come around. Exhale, scoop the back. Inhale, come forward. And exhale, roll around. Stack the spine, sit nice and tall. Your legs forward, compassion motion on the ground. Arms up, reach, and hinge. You always have the option to bend the knees, apply the forearms right underneath the knees. Edge your opposite hand, opposite elbow.
Go, AmyWolfYoga.com,
And we'll sign up, and I'll give you the 10 podcasts. You can practice with me even when I'm not here. And I'll also be posting too on Facebook and Instagram if you're selling for me. So get in touch with me those ways to see what's going on in the world. Bob, are you selling for me next Wednesday?
Whatever my calendar says.
Yes. Amazing day, guys.
Thank you.
Saturday.
I'll have to get on.